Welcome to the Teaching in Tech podcast with Alan and Chad. This is Tech You Can Try, where we look at ideas for technology integration to add to your toolkit and improve learning in the classroom. So let's get to it. Well, welcome back for another edition of Tech You Can Try. And in this episode, we're going to be taking a look at Conquer. Conquer.ai is a tool that comes actually from the makers of Moat. So if you've ever used their extension where you can add voice comments to Google Classroom, they have now stepped into the AI space with Conquer. And the primary use of Conquer is to generate quizzes. So what's really nice with Conquer is that you can actually use this tool to generate a quiz on any topic, but you can also include source material with it. So when you're generating some of these questions, multiple choice, read and respond, fill in the blank type items, those can not only be just about a topic, but you can include source material to create those from, and the AI will do some of the lifting for you there. The other thing that's nice with Conquer is the quizzes can be taken right inside of this particular app, or what you generate can be exported to Google Forms. So it gives you some flexibility. If your preferred output method would be Google Forms, Conquer fits right in. So here's how it works. Basically, what you can do is when you start creating a quiz, you can type a topic for your quiz to get started. So whatever your topic is, type it in and you hit the next button. And what will happen then, you'll get some options to customize your quiz. So you can determine what question types you want, the number of questions. You can enter a range anywhere from a minimum of 5 all the way up to 20. You also can give the AI a little bit more background information by letting it know what age range you're working with. And finally, then what language output. And as we know, that can be very helpful when you can change the languages. It's also at this step where you can go through and add in some reading material if you want. So if there's a reading passage that you want to go along with your quiz, you just insert it right in there and you are ready to go. Once you've gone through those setup steps to customize, you go ahead and hit the generate button, and that is going to create your quiz based on whatever settings that you specified. Now, as we know with all AI tools, often we want to go back and add that human element to it. So if needed, you can go back and edit your questions. You can also edit what the correct answers would be, provide feedback to give on correct or incorrect answers, and you can actually even integrate a Google search to double check the answer. So there's quite a few options that you get there in this stage of creating your quiz. And then finally, when you get to the point where you're ready to go, where you're happy with what you've put together, you can share it with your students. So there's a couple different ways that you can do this. You can actually copy a link and send the Conquer version to your students and have them take the quiz right within that. But to me, what I see being maybe more useful for a lot of teachers who are already in the Google workspace is that you can then click Forms and generate a Google Forms version, and that's going to integrate right in with Classroom. And if you're already using that format, this makes for a nice fit. So the one thing to keep in mind with Conquer is that there are different tiers. The free version is going to let you share up to 5 quizzes and get 50 responses. So pretty limited in that regard. A basic plan is $3.99 a month. That lets you share 10 quizzes and up to 100 responses. And then the pro version is $5.99 a month, and that mostly gives you unlimited in terms of quizzes and responses. The other thing in terms of reading, it gives you a much higher word count. So if you're looking for an AI tool to save you a little bit of time in quiz generation, Conquer AI is worth a shot. Check it out and see what you think. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Tech You Can Try. If you're looking for a new way to create assessments or just a new tool to kind of get things started, give Conquer a try. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please remember to subscribe, rate, and write us a review. You can access all previous episodes of Teaching in Tech with Alan and Chad on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.